The idea of fiction surprised and scared a few writers until they thought it through and it became obvious. To write a story that dealt with some fundamental right or principle Americans take for granted that is currently threatened or under attack. From immigration to education, free speech and censorship, from women's rights to basic human rights, to the frustration, sadness, disappointment, and anxiety about losing the freedom Americans have fought for. The idea of America as an international symbol of hope, and the most basic notion of all, what it means to be American. The completed stories show the variety and diversity that is America now. From a depiction of a small-town life and the awakening of racism to a sophisticated party where racism and sexism form the backdrop for impending tragedy. Several authors delivered chilling stories that glimpse a not-too-distant future, where prisoners are jailed for crimes and transgressions he or she might never have committed. A dystopian world where knowledge, specifically admitting to possess knowledge that falls outside of one's assigned station in life, may prove deadly. And a Kafkaesque trial that has dispensed with civil liberties and truth. There are heartfelt pleas to pay attention, a bookstore that stands as a symbol of freedom and free speech, catastrophic floods, dying trees, disappearing species, unexamined lives, missed opportunities, a teenage pregnancy, and an illegal abortion. Academia's political correctness is skewered in one story, a prestigious art colony democratized in another. There is hate crime, the Holocaust, and reflections on war both at home and abroad, but there is also humor and laugh-out-loud satire. Some rewrite classics from a new and novel point of view. Others examine gender from inside out or offer an incisive glimpse of women, class, social conscience, and camaraderie in the 1950s and 60s as a mirror for today. There are autobiographical explorations, pieces that read as pure poetry, one as cool urban pop, another composed of rapid-fire dialogue that evokes the dissonance and disparity between people, the disbelief, wonder, and pain that is so much a part of this moment. The never-ending generational conflict forms the basis of one story. Understanding one's own familial racism is at the core of another. What it means to be an immigrant versus a refugee underlies a tale of expatriatism which plays perfectly against a detailed account of naturalization and what it meant to become American. Writers take on learning or not learning American values. Truth in a time of fake news, the making of a revolutionary, the East-West culture clash, racial controversy, anti-Semitism, a reflection on the legacy of evil, and post-election feelings of sadness, betrayal, and confusion. There is grief, and there is optimism. There is darkness, light, sadness, and wit. And there is art, comics, cartoonists, graphic novelists, painters, photographers, printmakers. Sumptuously painted depictions of America's good life, who pays for it, and how it goes bad. A cartoonist's funny, earnest, often misguided personal history of politics. A redacted Declaration of Independence. Beautifully raw paintings that explore issues of race. Photographic images loaded with commentary about women, sexuality, and contemporary culture. Mixed media portrayals that examine myths, stereotypes, and the paradox of American Indian life. An irreverent and hilarious graphic alphabet detailing the ABCs of a certain Mr. Trump. Artwork that mixes cultural and political figures to tell visual stories in traditional yet unexpected ways. A cartoon bingo game of American rights. A pen and ink exploration of what it means to be mixed race. Drawings that depict the atrocities of torture. A satirical painting that unites the